This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and co-host and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Jimmy Lai, the persecuted and jailed man who represents freedom of speech in Hong Kong, the man who's responsible for the genius of the Apple Daily reporting carefully about the plight of Hong Kong these last years until it was crushed by the Chinese state authorities. Gordon and I welcome our colleague Mark Simon, longtime deputy and director at the now closed Apple Daily, to first update us on the situation with regard to Jimmy Lai and his passport. It is a fact that Jimmy Lai, in a People's Republic of China jail, persecuted and abused, and at this point we can believe will spend the rest of his life, he's a senior citizen, in Chinese detention, is a man who holds a United Kingdom passport. That's right. We're talking about someone who has all the rights of a British citizen. And the puzzle begins. Mark, a very good evening to you.
Good evening.
The editorial in the Wall Street Journal puts it extremely well. Rishi Sunak hasn't been able to manage Mr. Lai, Jimmy Lai's name in Parliament since he became prime minister. Though Jimmy Lai is a citizen of the same United Kingdom that Mr. Sunak is charged to manage as prime minister. Is there one explanation for why Jimmy Lai is left out of the prime minister's remarks about freedom? Good evening to you.
Good evening. How are you? The reason the British give for not being as aggressive on Mr. Lai as they should be is essentially they did have a question until recently about his citizenship. In other words, the Chinese claim Mr. Lai, just by the way they claim all Chinese. For example, they claim Gordon, his wife, and anybody else. If you're Chinese, they claim you. However, Mr. Lai has never in his life held a Chinese travel document. He has always held either a Hong Kong British issued travel document. But in 1994, Mr. Lai became a full British citizen, not at the handover in 97, but in 1994. He holds no other travel document. He travels on no other travel document. He has property in the United Kingdom. His children have all gone to school in the United Kingdom. He's a regular visitor in the United Kingdom. Mr. Lai is British. He is a British citizen, and we have a Sunak government that seems to be more worried about upsetting China than taking care of a British citizen, which, quite frankly, should scare a lot of people in Great Britain.
Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, Hong Kong was, as they say, handed over to China by Britain, pursuant to the 1984 Sino-British Joint Declaration, which is a treaty which Britain has a responsibility to discharge. Whether or not Jimmy Lai is a British national, he was in Hong Kong. And what we have seen is clear violations of the Sino-British Joint Declaration. Shouldn't that be enough for His Majesty's government to do something about it?
It absolutely should be enough. But unfortunately, the document the Brits have long time ago bailed on that. So what we're really going down to is the basis of the most basic principles. He is a British citizen. He deserves consular protection. He deserves diplomatic protection. He deserves the British government working for doing their best to get him out of jail. That is not what is going on right now. And in fact, it's a little bit worse than that, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out. Mr. Sunak cannot even bring himself to say Jimmy Lai's name. It's an awesome disappointment.
For those not familiar with their British ceremony of prime minister's questions, each week the two major parties and the minor parties present gather together in the Commons in Parliament. They sit on benches and face each other. And that is a moment for questions to be asked of the prime minister or his designated counselors and the questions are televised. It's extremely dramatic and exciting. The prime ministers are well spoken. The questions are well phrased, and it's from all directions. During prime minister's questions, according to the Wall Street Journal editorial, on January 11th, an MP from the Conservative Party, that is the vast majority party in control for 12 on to 13 years, in Duncan Smith, raised Mr. Lai's situation to the prime minister. He noted, according to the notes here, that Mr. Lai is a British citizen and a British passport holder, and asked Mr. Sunak to warn the Chinese government that the use of common law in Hong Kong will be taken away if authorities persist in using the national security law to silence the brave newspaper man. And Mark, the sad report is the prime minister did not have a detailed response or even a sympathetic response to a question from his own party. You present this as a conscious choice by the prime minister. Is that correct? Conscious choice not to speak out when given an opportunity.
It's very much a conscious choice by this government. A few weeks earlier, Zach Goldsmith, one of the ministers for development, was asked the same question with the name Apple Daily. He not only didn't respond with the name Apple Daily, he named a different publication, The Stand, which is fine. The Stand was a good publication that was closed. But the idea that you just can't say the name Apple Daily, or in Mr. Sunak's case, not say the name Jimmy Lai, why won't they say the name? They won't say the name because they don't want to upset China. It's becoming painfully obvious. We see it all the time with this Sunak government. They don't want to do anything that would earn them a rebuke from China.
Gordon, I come to you to remind all of us that the Great Britain is a member of NATO. Meeting in Madrid in Spain at the end of June in 2022, a document from that meeting names the People's Republic of China in league with the Russian Federation as adversaries across military, diplomatic, economic, spiritual, all possible platforms, adversaries of NATO and of the free world. Correct, Gordon? So therefore, why hesitate when you've participated in a body that's named China as the enemy? Why hesitate to speak Jimmy Lai? It doesn't make sense, does it, Gordon?
No, it doesn't. And if Europeans had any backbone, we would not have had World War II and maybe not even had World War I.
Mark, I come back to you on this.
John, I think the thing that drives me insane here is this is the chamber of Churchill. This is the chamber of statesmen and the hall of democracy, really the birth of democracy in the world, the parliament. No one should be able to tell the prime minister of Great Britain what he says or doesn't say on the floor. The idea that we have a prime minister and a government in the UK that is worried about saying the name of a man because they're worried it would upset them is exactly the point of the Wall Street Journal. Imagine Churchill sitting out today and somebody saying you can't say somebody's name. Churchill would work that person's name into every sentence. Sunak, it is an unbelievable thing to watch. If you just watch his response there, it's Craven would actually be a compliment. It was just unbelievable the effort that he went to avoid saying the name. He was asked the name by the person, by Ian Duncan Smith. I was in London at the time. I actually heard gasp when he wouldn't do it. People just looked at each other. They couldn't believe it.
Positive news. Hong Kong has protested President Joe Biden's two-year extension of a program that protects residents of the semi-autonomous Chinese city living in Hong Kong, living in the U.S. from deportation. Is that a positive? Is this a surprise? Did you know this was coming, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I assumed it was coming. Look, the problem we have is it's really Hong Kong is caught up in the immigration system. Many time young Hong Kongers look at me and say, can't you help us? Can't you help us? No one's going to get kicked back to Hong Kong as far as I can see. The government basically goes 2 years, 2 years, 2 years. I've been in multiple meetings on this. The problem they have is the Hong Kongers are stuck in line in immigration. That's a mess in America, just like everybody else, which is a real shame because what happens is that means the best and the brightest from Hong Kong, the people that we need, they just end up going to Canada or the UK or someplace else where it's a lot cleaner and a lot simpler. So we shoot ourselves in the foot with this, but it's really an immigration issue and not so much a Hong Kong issue. I was told months ago that they would probably bring it down to the last couple of weeks because that's the way they do it, and that's what they did.
Gordon, you have a question. We have about a minute left.
Mark, since Britain won't help Jimmy Lai, will the United States do so?
Look, I'm going to give a compliment here. The Biden administration has been incredibly helpful. In fact, that actually highlights how bad the Brits are. But Jimmy Lai is a British citizen, and the Brits are the ones who are going to have to take the lead here. The other thing is, I think the Chinese themselves are wondering when the Brits are going to show up with this. It's really an amazement how just in bad, what bad shape the Tory party is in. They just can't seem to get their own. They can't seem to walk straight right now. This is not a heavy lift, in all honesty. He's a 75-year-old guy. They can basically put him in all types of different situations that would be beneficial to Mr. Lai. The British government just has to get involved.
Does the British government visit him in jail, to your knowledge, Mark?
To my knowledge, they have not at all. And I think that's the fact. They have not been able to visit him. The Chinese are denying that, right, by the way, because they claim Mr. Lai. Again, this is a fight the Brits are going to have. The Chinese claim him just like they claim most other ethnic Chinese. They claim you as their citizen. But with Mr. Lai, it just doesn't, there's just nothing there.
Mark Simon is the longtime deputy and director at the now closed Apple Daily. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bausch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.